7. Caleb. Caleb woke up. He knew instinctively he wasn't truly awake. The place he was in wasn't the last place he had been. It wasn't a field, a dropship, a bunk, a latrine, or anything else that resembled anything he was familiar with in the human world. This place was a dark, blank slate. One he had visited before. A part of the collective. The blankness faded. He stood on a black stone ledge, looking out at a black waterfall, spilling into a black river. The banks on either side were blanketed in black grass and black flowers, the shades just variant enough for him to make out the details of the different elements, but only barely. He didn't want to be on the ledge. He wanted to be down there next to the river. He stepped to the edge and looked down. The river was passing him, flowing off into the darkness. He didn't need prompting or thought. He jumped. There was no sensation of falling, and when he hit the water and went under, there was no sensation of being wet. He kicked to the surface and looked around. "Ishek, are you there?" he asked softly, treading water. He could access the collective through his Relia symbiote, but normally they both couldn't enter it at the same time. He just needed to be sure the rules hadn't changed. As he expected, there was no reply. He swam toward the waterfall and the pool at its base. It wasn't deep, allowing him to stand. He remained fixed there, waiting. This was a Relia construct, a pocket universe inside the mind of an ancient. It was a difficult concept to grasp, so he didn't even try. The hunger were hundreds of thousands of years old. They didn't operate under human concepts of physics and technology. They knew things about the universe humankind would likely never begin to imagine. He was here, and that proved this at least was possible. He was here, and that meant the ancient had found him in the collective and brought him here. He might have resisted if he were capable. Walt. She had done something he never expected. She had seized control of the Jaxcluth, freezing them in place. She had succumbed to his demands to keep herself open to him, and then she had displayed a power he didn't possess. She was no Koron, he was sure of that much. So what was she? Who was she? Her actions had saved their lives, but when he had tried to access her mind to discover how she had brought the Jaxcluth up short, she had rebuked him, putting up a wall so solid he wasn't able to break through. He hadn't sensed malice from her, but rather fear. She was afraid to be discovered. Whoever she was, whatever she was, she hadn't been lying when she told him she was hiding. From who? From what? Was this place the source of her concern? Had her efforts failed and the ancient she was running from discovered that she knew something? Or was this her construct? Was she a Relia ancient? That didn't seem possible. Why would one of the original Hunger need to hide on Earth disguised as a follower of another? The back and forth had tired him out, enough that he had lost consciousness. It must have worn out Ishek too, or he would have resisted the ancient's call. Not that he could. Not forever. While they had learned to firewall themselves from the whole of the Relia masses, the most powerful of the race could always find a crack to break through. They just didn't often take notice of anyone as insignificant as he was. So he stood silently in the pool, listening to the roar of the waterfall, and waiting. He had been brought here for a reason. It was pointless to fight it or to grow impatient. It was better to simply accept. It seemed like a long time. But time didn't pass in a construct the way it did in reality. Hours here were seconds there. Maybe when he woke, he would still be in the field near the dead Jaxcluth, with Sheriff Duke and General Stacker nearby. He noticed a change in the fall of the water to his right, and he glanced toward it. A woman appeared there, moving through the water and its mist. She was albino white, with a slender frame, a narrow, oval face. Large eyes and long white hair that sparkled without a light source. The only color came from her eyes, a light gold. The waist-high water ran from her body like ink, giving her an appearance of marble. Her expression was flat, her lips pressed together, her jaw tight. Her eyes registered curiosity and anger. Caleb stared at her without speaking as she walked toward him, stopping less than a meter away. He fixed his eyes on hers, trying to solve her identity before she spoke. He could feel the pressure in his head now. Their minds were connected through the collective. She had edged into his mind. She could see everything in there. His memories, his history, his experiences. She knew what he had gone through to get back to Earth. She knew what he had done before he came. And she knew what he had returned with. The package Riley Valentine had embedded in his psyche for delivery to Proxima Command. "I should kill you," she said. Her voice was sweeter than Caleb expected, and combined with her words took him by surprise. She could do a lot to him through the collective, but he didn't think she could make good on that threat. "I'm too valuable to kill," he replied. She stared at him. His response wasn't what she had expected. Good. That's why he had said it. "Presumptuous. Honest." She smiled. "I like you." "I don't care. Who are you?" "You know who I am." Her voice boomed into his mind while her avatar gazed at him in silence. "Nyarlath," he said, the name coming to him. The woman, the waterfall, the pool, all vanished, fading away and leaving him floating in a sea of nothingness. It was replaced a moment later by a new darkness. Caleb stood in a corridor or cave of some kind. Black fibers stretched across the small expanse, some thicker, some thinner, all of them moist and dripping a viscous black fluid. A grunt to his left got his attention. He pivoted, just in time to see Aurelia pass him by. A Norg. A large, stocky humanoid with a large, bulbous head and a mouth surrounded by tentacles that writhed as it breathed. It wore a simple black robe over its leathery flesh, a four-fingered, slightly clawed hand hanging out from the sleeve. It didn't see him because he wasn't where it was, and it wasn't where he was. Nyarlath had constructed the scene. She wanted to show him something.
"Follow it,"
the alabaster woman said, appearing beside him. She was naked, but lacked any sign of reproductive features. No female genitalia between her legs, no nipples at the end of her breasts, no hair beyond her head. It was as if she were wearing an Axon Intellect skin, a white one. Caleb didn't argue. He trailed the Norg along the corridor. It became more familiar to him as he walked. This was Aurelia environment, dark and damp. "Where is it going?"
"To feed its prisoner."
Caleb glanced at Nyarlath's avatar. "Who is its prisoner?" He paused. "Don't tell me Valentine is still alive." She didn't respond to the statement.
"Follow."
He did, continuing behind the Norg, trailing it along the corridor to a wall of fiber and mucus. It stretched aside as the Norg approached, pulling away like a living thing and revealing a dark mound in the center of a room. A soft diffusion of light shined through tiny holes in the floor. The mound was as damp as the rest of the area, its outer shell gelatinous and still. Caleb followed the Norg into the room, pausing just inside the opening before it closed off again. The Norg grabbed its robe and lifted it over its head, tossing it aside. The alien creature was naked beneath, a short tail that split into multiple tentacles flowing from the top of its buttocks. He was glad he couldn't see the front. It stood in front of the mound, waiting. Caleb waited too, Nyarlath's avatar beside him. He still had no idea why he was here or why she was showing him this. The mound shifted, only slightly. A blue light appeared in the center of it. The Norg took a step back, its body suddenly beginning to shake. A second light appeared, then a third. Each one illuminated the room a little more, and by the time the sixth light appeared, Caleb could make out some of the mound's features. Dozens of tentacles were coiled around it, still static in the darkness, while a mouth began to split from the bottom of the mass, revealing thousands of teeth. The Norg started grunting and turned toward Caleb, suddenly terrified and desperate to escape. Caleb moved aside as the Relia passed through him to grab the fibers of the door. It started tugging at them as if it were strong enough to break free. The mound began to rise, lifting itself on its tentacles. Caleb realized then that the lights were its eyes, and they intensified as they gazed at the frightened Norg. Blue beams reached out from them, catching the squid-faced alien and yanking its arms and legs out as if they were ropes. The Norg cried louder, the blue beams pulling it toward the mound and the waiting teeth. Caleb turned away as the Norg was brought to the creature, tentacles lashing out and grabbing it to help guide it into the open maw. The other Relia devoured it within seconds.
"Why are you showing me this?" Caleb asked, glaring at the Avatar.
"The prisoner must be set free," she replied.
"Even if I knew where this was, I wouldn't set that thing free."
"You will. Caleb Card, set me free."
Nyarlath's voice echoed in his mind again. He clenched his eyes shut against the sudden pressure, the truth of the monster's identity nearly breaking his will to resist. That thing was Nyarlath, the real Nyarlath.
"You're attacking Earth," Caleb said. "If you're imprisoned like your brother was, then you're right where you belong."
"No, I'm not attacking your planet. I saved your life. Set me free and I will spare your world."
"Nyarlath saved his life?"
"That wasn't...
Sergeant Walt. It had to be. But how?"
"Set me free, Caleb Card."
"I don't even know where you are."
The monstrous mound thrust forward suddenly, its head coming right up to Caleb's face.
"I am."
The entire scene vanished before his eyes, the construct suddenly turning black and leaving him floating in the nether again. What the hell had just happened?
"Nyarlath," he called out. "Nyarlath."
There was nothing. The Avatar was gone. The prison was gone. Even the waterfall was gone. He was alone. Completely alone. And he didn't know how to get out.